This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a real estate data company called Atom, A-T-T-O-M, that had a report out today on rent affordability. The TLDR, which we have talked about in the past, is that both rents and home prices are up. Yes, but you scroll through that report and there is a relevant detail that's not getting a whole lot of real estate news attention. In much of this country, wage increases are outpacing those rent increases. Much of the country, not all, as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports.
In Boise, Idaho, the cost of housing is a lot higher than it was when I was growing up there. Since early 2020, home prices and rents have increased 30 to 40%. Boise is one place where housing costs and wages are not rising in sync.
No wages are going to go up that much. It just doesn't happen that quickly.
Todd Tita is with Atom Data Solutions. Still, he says, nationwide, it's a different story.
Wages did grow nicely in a lot of parts of the U.S., right around 8% on average.
But that growth has been driven by pandemic-caused labor market weirdness. Alicia Mazar with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says it's usually the other way around.
You have this long-standing historical trend, right, of rent rising faster than renters' incomes.
Mazar says since 2001, rents have gone up by 15%, adjusted for inflation. And whether renters will be able to make up that gap partly depends on where they live and whether their raises are substantial enough to keep up. In Burbank, California, video game programmer Elon Ruskin's raise was not.
This year, my rent went up 5% and my wages went up just over 2%.
Ruskin would like to buy a place, but that might make more sense if he leaves California for a part of the country, like the Midwest or the South, where, according to Atom, it's more affordable to buy than to rent. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.